it.
Did you not see the ending?
I didn't.
I did not see the ending of the blah blah blah.
This girl is a setting. Pictures important. It's steady. They're like steady. This girl is a setting. Pictures important. It's steady. They're like steady.
They finally make it out and they're like,
of the capsule. Of the
they're like, oh, what the fuck? They finally make it out of that house. And then they're like, what do you think we should do? And they all just look at each other. And then one of them is like, you think you should call the cops? And then there's a moment of silence and they all start laughing. It's like, we can't call the cops for black people.
Guys, we're back. We're talking about the blackening.
We love.
We've already started.
When last have you seen a horror movie?
It's hilarious.
That just a movie
that's hilarious.
Not even a horror movie, just
right?
Like,
it's quite hilarious.
A movie that funny,
and it's also quite like,
oh,
it's nerdy as fuck.
It's so
nerdy as fuck.
It's like a trivia game.
Trivia game.
Okay, so what I really liked about the blackening.
I want to start at the first scene, though. When... Do you want to go ahead? Because it's Molly... Molly.
Okay. Molly Yvonne Orji.
But Morgan is her is her
Morgan
name. And Sean, they're the black...
Jay
they're the
Farrow,
first...
Yeah.
They're the first black couple.
They. Okay, wait.
Oh,
wait,
my God.
Because we need to have context. Hold on. So, the blackening.
Yes.
Tell me excited. Ooh. The blackening is a movie that flips a horror stereotype on its head. We all know that in horror movies, black people always die first. But what happens where everyone is black?
Yeah.
Who dies first
who
if everybody
dies
is black?
First.
So,
and that's their tagline, isn't it?
I think it might be.
No, no, no.
But yeah, it's a really
we
good
can't,
premise.
We can't all die first.
Yeah, we can't
I
all
love
die
that.
First.
I love that. I
so
love
it's
that.
Such a
perfect.
Funny, tongue-in-cheek way. Tim Story directed it, and he has done like Barbershop. And
oh yes,
done, like,
Tracy Oliver is also part
of
the
Tracy
team.
Tracy Oliver,
and she did
he
Ghost
also
Trip.
Did Think Like a Man.
Oh,
I love
wow.
Tracy Oliver.
That's
yeah,
amazing.
Tracy
like
Oliver,
man.
She did Ghost Trip.
Yeah.
She wrote. She adapted The First Wives.
Yes, she did. She definitely did. I remember her. Yeah.
So
and you can definitely tell that
Harlem
she's also.
As well.
She's also.
So they're familiar faces, and it's so funny. So one of the
what's her name? She plays Lisa. Apparently, she's supposed to be
yes,
like...
She's in Harlem. Yes,
yes,
she's in Harlem as
yes.
well. So it is nice
so
seeing
very
familiar faces.
Familiar faces
and also,
as well.
Shout out to a good ensemble cast because we haven't had one of those in a while.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Yes, Grace Byers, who's Allison. So that was...
And she is also... I remember her from Empire.
Yes, that's
so
Bobo
great.
Kitty.
Liz.
Yes. I'll
and
never forget
like,
Cookie beating her.
Listen, she was abused by Cookie. Cookie abused... And
Sarai,
she's so nice
Sarai,
on this role. She's
Sarai.
Like completely something else on this role.
Yes.
I was like,
do you
nice.
Know what? So Dwayne Perkins, who
oh yes,
plays
the gay,
Dwayne,
he's the gay
also
guy.
Co-wrote it with Tracy Oliver.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. So it's basically these friends who go for
Juneteenth.
They go for college reunions
yes.
there for the
yeah.
week. It's a weekend
yeah.
away,
yeah.
and they go to a cabin in the woods, which. Yeah. For all of us as black people, we're like, why is this a location for the?
But
ghetto?
I feel like black people in the States. This is also very much. Contextually in the States,
yes,
very black
yes,
American.
Yes, 100%. Especially
yes,
because
this
of
is
the
for, this is the private
all,
audience.
Yes,
exactly.
The,
and I feel like they
it's like
do.
Their real
they do
day.
Go to. Because
yeah.
I also remember with Tyler Perry and.
Oh,
and
Why
that,
Did I Get Married?
Yeah,
why
I mean, I've
I
seen
married?
It. Yes,
that
I've
chaotic,
seen it a couple of times.
That
with,
very chaotic movie. Listen, that, that dinner table scene will always be.
Listen, the. Best. There's like this.
Tell
like,
us why the single man can't have a meal with the single woman. Okay. Love that scene.
Just
so great.
Yeah.
Chaos. So great.
Chaos.
Okay.
Toxicity.
So now
mess.
We open up to Molly. Sorry, we open up to Yvonne.
Molly.
Famous insecure. We
Yvonne.
Open up to Yvonne.
And she's great.
Orgy.
And Jay. And their chemistry is quite nice. She's in the house looking around. There's already a vibe of like yo horror. You know, she's just like. There's a presence, you know?
Mm.
And
no.
What is
Claire.
That? I'm sorry, okay.
It's just Claire.
So she's looking for her boyfriend. She's looking for her boyfriend in the house. She's like, where are you?
Yeah.
Where
it's
are you?
Yeah,
because she
eerie.
Can hear a sound.
Yeah.
Because they're building
she can
a sound,
hear, like,
you know?
Sounds.
Yeah, there's sounds.
Can we
Yes.
Horror movies and sound.
Absolutely. I love it. It's one of my favorite genres.
Horror movies would be nothing without sound.
Would be nothing without sound.
Because you need it. That's what scares the shit out of you all the time. Anyway, okay.
Absolutely. So it's the sounds, it's the creeping. So she's looking for the silence. It's also the silence with
and then
movies.
It builds up to the violence.
You know, the elongated silence.
Yes.
And then, of course, it's the boyfriend. And I love the comedy. I love how they kind of like juxtapose comedy and horror. Like that funny, scary feeling. Okay. I love that so much.
Do you know what's interesting about that? Me and my cousin were debating whether it's more comedy than horror.
It's more comedy, absolutely.
It feels more comedy, yeah. Which is why I loved it.
And it's like, it's a genre of horror as well. It's a scary movie. It's a Friday. It's like, it's...
Yeah. So Jay Farrow, her and Jay Farrow are like really funny.
Yeah, they're funny.
Even
nice. Even
doing her DMX, like, who is it? And she's like, no, that's
she's just...
So good. Queen. So good. And they arrive first the day before everybody else.
And they're the hosts. Because they're the ones who've invited everyone.
And she's doing the decor. Yeah, and it's very cute.
She's like the Martha Stewart, I guess, of the bunch.
And then they go into the game room and they find this game.
And then they go into a game room. The Blackening.
And you have this very racial-looking little game.
Sample. They're like some... Sample. That's what they call it, right? A sample.
Auntie Jemima type of symbolism.
With the red lips.
Yeah, with the red lips and the... Yeah.
Very racist.
Super racist. Okay. It felt racist just looking at it.
Yeah,
So they decide...
No, the game wasn't really racist.
Oh, the game. Do you know what? It's interesting
what do you think
that
about the game...
So for me, it was interesting that the game was a taste of blackness.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious.
Like, and the...
It was so good.
But
it
specifically also the States.
Black American culture.
It's just also just so...
But it was so... Yeah. Like, the questions from, like, name five characters in Friends to, like, wrong answer. You're supposed to watch Living
Single. Listen! And they were all, like... Because we all watched... Every black person watched Friends.
Yeah, I did.
We all watched it. That's the thing with black audiences. We watch everything.
Well,
we really do.
It was funny, like, how many seasons did we have dark-skinned on Verve? Even I was like, two, three... Three. I think it's
was
three.
It? I
two,
think, I
three?
Like
it's three.
It's three. I was sitting on two. She was there for three.
She was there for three.
But wait, the first question was interesting for me, for the couple to answer. What was it? Who was the first ever black couple to die in a horror movie?
Oh, that was
And then
funny.
They look at each other and they're like, and they're going to be the first black couple to but they don't even die.
Yeah, they do die, but not together.
But not together. And it's also the thing. It's also the whole point. Like, who is the first black couple and who is the first black person?
Because they were like, oh, Jada Pinkett and thingy. And I was like, oh, this is so good.
It really was. And then the friends get there.
Yeah, they get there the next day in Drips and Drabs.
Yes, in Drips
and
Drabs. And
you find
Dwayne. We know this. We know this trope. Like, you know, I love this trope.
Also, I love
the travel.
Antoinette Robinson from Dear White People, who is Coco.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's her.
That's her. Yes,
that's
her.
Loved her. She's such a gorgeous one. Hey,
so beautiful.
You just cannot look past how beautiful she is.
Honestly.
Yeah, you just have to say something about that.
Yeah. So Lisa, Dwayne, and Allison are in the car.
Yeah.
And they are, the whole telepathy thing cracks me up.
I love it so much. They're like, you've said
it. They look at each other and they're like, did you, like,
Because it exists. It exists. It does exist. To an extent, I feel like the telepathy between black people kind of.
It does, because we'll give each other a look and be
like, did you hear what I'm...
Did you hear that? No?
Maybe you didn't.
No?
Because... Wow.
Yeah. So, loved that.
Loved it.
You have them come in Drips and Drabs, then there's King and then Nandi who are in another car.
Oh,
and
there's
the whole
debacle
of the love bag. Because
he's a cheat on my ears.
Yeah, so it was the very on again, off again.
And you know, for the bestie to be,
him about.
You know, what do you think the fact that he was so touched about
and
it?
And he also said, like, "You use me as your game."
Oh yes, that part I was like, okay, so maybe that is why you're touched, because it does exist that you know some
it
people do
exist.
Speak about, you know, that dynamic of, you know, besties, in the sense that you have a gay guy and you have a really feminine. You know, like a really girly girl, like a, you know, sometimes gay guys will be like, no, don't be his handbag or whatever. Like, there's like a weird dynamic there. There's a weird,
yeah,
there is a
sure.
thing for sure, you know. I feel like I've experienced it, mm-hmm. you know? So I think it exists, you know? Yeah, but I think there's friendship. Friendship does exist, you know? And yes. I think that's and what he was like.
Yeah, and I think it is.
Are we friends or are we gay besties?
It's also weird because it's like everybody knows, but I don't know.
Yeah.
And you... Yeah, like, I kind of get why he was upset about
it. Because this is
that,
how you react, like, baby girl. This is how you react.
Yeah,
did you
but
see
it's
your
also,
reaction?
And he was also just like, I can't be picking up the pieces again for the
because
same
that's
dude.
Why I react.
For the same dude?
Yeah.
You go back to the same dude for,
but
like,
the thing
fourth
is,
time?
Why are you so attached?
Because I have to hear with the tears and the whatever. I get it.
I get it, but
I
it's
get
just
it.
Like...
I get it. I get it.
I get
okay.
it. I
and
get
the
it.
Other friend...
I get it.
Who, oh my gosh, Shanika, I just, hilarious.
Oh, she's hilarious. She's
Shanika,
actually.
She's, her and Clifton bump into each other at the.
It's going to be interesting.
Convenience store.
At the convenience store. Clifton
getting,
is the.
When she's getting her Moscato.
And he's just.
Clifton is the weirdo who wasn't invited.
But he was by Morgan. He said
oh,
that
yes,
Morgan.
Said, but I was still like, did she really know?
Did she
know.
Corroborate?
Because it was really, I mean, he killed her, so she can never corroborate.
I didn't watch the ending.
No, because Morgan is thingy. Morgan is Molly.
Yes.
Yes. But so, because they were killed. So it's like, she can never corroborate your story. Because
yes, that's why. Her. But yes. But did she die first? She died first, right?
Her and Sean died first.
Yes.
Yeah, they did
before,
die first. Because
there was the moment, because she's on.
They kept teasing
her
with
dies
the camera.
First.
Yeah, he dies first.
And then you get to experience Molly dying.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's so interesting because, like, even the twin villains, like the blackface, also that.
Oh.
Like the blackface. They did not know how to fight, which was really funny for me because it's just like, you just have a crossbow.
Yeah.
But you're shit at actually fighting. And just, like, the comedy in how they would stop the bad guys and, like, he threw up on their
like,
knees.
It wasn't fighting at all.
Fell
it was
down
almost
the stairs,
like.
And then it's
it was
like,
almost like a spoof of those, like. The, you know, the those Tai Chi movies, like, you know, of an action movie. Like,
yeah,
things
it
don't
just,
actually happen
it just,
like that.
Even the fact that,
I
like,
so
the
much.
Friend King
like
fell
camp, it's
on
like
top
camp
of
horror.
Him when he was on top of the tree and he just, like, threw himself on him to, like, like just, I'm like, this is very unserious.
Yeah, no, the fighting, the
actually,
violent
like,
scenes were quite
violent,
hilarious.
Like,
they were
serious.
So hilarious.
Yeah, even when Lisa takes the thing and she's smacking, she's
and,
like,
and they're arguing.
Black woman always have to come and face everyone's fucking mess!
Which is, like, the truth. And
yeah, but it's like you
and Lisa's also
like
carrying. There's
a, time,
a moment when they're all carrying these weapons. There's a moment when Lisa, Namdi, and Dwayne are at the door trying to get in, and they're all like, "Oh no, who's gonna go in first?" I love the fact that Lisa is all the way at the back where I would be.
I love how they play on all those stereotypes in movies where it's like, "Are you gonna go?" It's like,
"No,
I don't want to go first. I don't want to go first." And everyone's always like, "Wait."
Oh
no,
it was hilarious. It was
so good. Also for me, the lines, like
right,
the humor and the tropiness of it. Even when she's like. I think we should split up. And everyone's like,
oh,
no,
yes.
Come on. Because
that's what happens in the black movies and the black person dies.
That's always
first.
What happens. They always split up. Even when they think they're going to die and Dwayne is like, leave me here. Save yourselves. And then he's like, you knew I was lying about that shit. Why would you leave me there? But it's like, people always say that.
They
in movies,
do,
it's
they
just
do.
Like, save yourselves.
There's also a moment when they're all running out. Because that's when I think one of them says, let's leave. And they leave the guy who's been shot by.
And he's like, hey. And he has to keep reminding them that, like, I can't run at this moment. Even the because
he went out
swimming,
first. He did the macho thing, you know.
Even the swimming in the river, and now Shanika is like, way to be a stereotype at the fact that he's like, I don't know how to swim. Actually, like, I really don't.
None of them.
No, so she knew how to swim. So she was like, she's gonna swim across the river.
Yes.
And then halfway through, the villain comes, and then she swims back to be like, okay. What are we doing? But there's so many ridiculous antics.
Ridiculous antics.
And then with Clifton being... Oh, also the cop not being Ranger White.
Oh, yes. He's a Ranger White.
The hard with the name.
And then he goes back in. Like, also, do we... I didn't finish it. Do we find out who... the
Ranger denied. White was the good guy, shockingly. So I it's knew funny it, because he was like, oh, get in my car, I'll drive it to safety, because at some point they puncture everyone's tires, so they can't.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the moment when they and the windows are closed. Yes, it's literally a curfew.
So they are like, so they're like screaming in the car. And then I think like they shot him, they shot Ranger White, and he's like, let me in. And then they're all looking at each other like, okay, but we don't know though. And then they hold up and they find the blackface in the car, like the mask. Yes. And he's like, I know what it looks like, but like, it's not me.
Oh, yes, it was a Halloween.
Why would we believe you?
Yeah. What was it? But that's terrible.
Yeah, but they were just like, just we don't. So people. He was like, no, I found the one and the other guy. And they were like, how can we believe you? We don't know. And then he's like, please let me in. And we look at each other like, we don't know. Should we trust the Spider-Man? I don't know. And then he ends up like
being the big guy.
Yeah, he ends up being shot. And then later they're like, oh, he was telling the truth. Whoops. Yeah. So the real villains are like these twins that own the house.
White boys.
The two white of boys course. That own, whose family, the Morgans, own the house that course. They the rented Morgans. Out.
Interesting.
So it's, no, not Morgans. What is their name? I forgot. And the dude was like a wrestler or something. But like, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely, well, I think a wrestler in real life. But like, yeah, so they are wild. Like twin brothers that... The real villain ends up being Clifton, the weirdo. Yeah. Yeah.
How does Clifton end up being
so
the villain?
So Clifton set the whole thing up to, he wanted to kill all of them. So
because he was like bullied in high school?
At the end, in varsity.
In varsity. They, that's where they know each other from, right?
Yes, okay. So they're friends from varsity. So he basically said that they set up this game to test, they were playing spades and nobody wanted to teach him how to play spades.
Oh, yes. They were
and
like,
people were like questioning do you know how his to play blackness spades? And whatever. Mm. And then,
but then
he
when
ended
he mentioned
up getting really
the
drunk.
Things that he has done.
Yeah, so
as
he was
an
like,
anti-black.
Yeah, he got really drunk and then he ended up driving home and he got in a hit. Well, he got in an accident and he ended up killing this girl. So he like blames them for like him getting drunk and like hitting this girl. So he like. Exacted this whole revenge thing to test their blackness.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so he's basically like tried to test their blackness and
kill
all of them since.
It's an interesting like
yeah, but I was like, huh. I always knew he was a weirdo.
Yeah. But he's also like because he's obviously like very you can tell he's I like that part of it though. Like it's very camp almost like it's caricature like it's got that like
yes.
comedy you know big exaggerated like so he's like the nerdy character but like that's like your very white black boys that's like your
even when he said he voted for Trump twice, I was like
oh girl what kind of
two times
wow
twice
I'd be interested to know like
as a choice
like, and you know like yeah
but there are people but like that by the way twice
ugh. Because he's you love him
but it's
he's
funny because
president.
It was also like choose who's the blackest amongst you you have two
yes
men. And then they all kept debating like no
and
wait,
then it was
playing?
Lisa no it wasn't Lisa wasn't it it was the mixed it was the mixed girl
yeah oh and she was like oh now you guys
now
wanna
you
want to
use
my blackness
and
now.
Then at some
she
point
like,
they needed to use her whiteness
like,
as well
no she was like you guys can't decide who then they were like it should be Shanika she says nigga the most and she was like nigga.
it's true though like
yeah
in the States,
but
like,
it was so funny like what they use
the,
to
the,
measure
the
like,
dynamic
what,
of race
yeah.
as well right
like, yeah and what it means to be the most black because even King was like hey I married a white woman so
yeah there was also that you know
me.
Does it mean
yeah but it's really funny because it's like what does it actually mean because he's the same guy who was putting so much sugar in the Kool-Aid in that chaotic punch that he had yeah but it was just good and like
it was I like sort of
really
like,
funny
yeah just cutting blackness you know because also it is a complete black cast
yes
love
which is really
us.
Nice
so that's where you get to see that blackness is diverse you know what I mean like you have
yes
a billion types of black people yeah and I really enjoy the this as a genre man like because we're seeing a lot of even with Black Mirror we're
yes.
seeing a lot of like this kind of meta storytelling where we're referencing what's in the news we're referencing what's happening right now we're referencing
you know, like where there's satire, because it's also a lot of satire, and there's the questions and the answers to some of the questions.
Honestly,
it is like a good time. It's a good time in the writer's room, actually. So
yeah, it looked fun to be like a part of, and like fun to write and just like,
and to perform, and to like, it just fun.
And just be and just because I can imagine even the jokes on set, like must have been hilarious. It was just really good, and we don't really see like, it was nice to have them redefine the genre in that way for horror, really. Because the Jordan Peele-esque horror is...
It's not the same,
It's comedy, but it's more, like, pensive.
It's it's more satire. It's more like we're
dealing with a societal thing.
Yeah,
like,
there's no, like...
Yeah.
But there is, you know, there's, like, an interesting fluidity there. Like, an interesting borrowing of traits or genre, you know, in this meta. Like, because, you know, you would watch Black Mirror and think, okay, that's the stuff that Jordan Peele would do, you know, like... But I wouldn't necessarily say that, you know. So it's like this, like. But yeah, no. Nope is not funny at all. But it's got funny elements.
Funny moments, yeah.
And Jordan Peele is a comic. He's Jordan and
Key and Peele will always be.
I mean, and comedy, and this is why I love comedy and horror, because it's just like, it's right there.
Yeah,
it's right there.
It's right there if you look for it.
The nose is right there.
Because and I just, for me, honestly, genuinely...
The truth and the joke are the same thing.
Because, like, genuinely, the fact that they couldn't fight, I thought it was hilarious.
You know, because...
Like, you're not even a real villain, really.
Yeah.
It's like a really tall man with a crossbow.
And yet you scared us.
Yeah.
You terrified us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, to us as well. The joke is on everyone here, you know? Like, it's very interesting.
It's just... And, like, trusting the instincts of, like, wait, that wasn't there before.
Yeah.
What do we... Yeah.
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 But I like when you say redefining the genre of horror, I can't necessarily agree. I think this is almost a... Because Scary Movie did this first.
Oh,
hey,
that's true.
Let's be honest. But and Scary Movie was... Disgustingly excellent.
I will never think of Scary...
What a disgustingly excellent movie.
I will say that because I'd never think of Scary Movie as an actual horror.
I wouldn't think of this as a horror at all.
But this isn't a horror.
But it's very good at using horror, at using the elements of horror to, you know, it uses them quite liberally, you know, like...
The Wayans brothers were so fantastic.
Oh, man. Oh, come on. Hey? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, shall we rate it?
Yeah.
Shall we rate it? Stereotypes.
Stereotypes, yes.
Absolutely.
But in the best
absolutely.
Way. Because they're
absolutely.
Used for comedic purposes.
It's that satire, that caricature that we're drawing on, like... You know, we're drawing on the mixed black girl, and it's also creating those, you know, almost creating stereotypes of black people. I don't know if that sounds okay, but it's like you need to put like, because we all know the mixed girl who's like completely black ass. You know, she's completely the blackest
of
all of us.
And I always think of
you know?
The white people thing where it's like, is she Tracy Ellis Ross mixed?
Yes, right.
Rashida Jones mixed.
Or Rashida Jones mixed.
Yeah. Because the one we think of as more
black. Yeah, more black.
Do you and know the other is like, when it's cool to be white passing, then she'll do that. So.
You know, you have the fuck boy kind
of. Yeah. And Nandi was funny because also him being like, I'm from South Africa. I was like,
I heard that part.
I'm always like, guys, why are we
like,
in it?
Dying.
Why is everybody like obsessed with us?
Like, you guys should come. No. We should come. I don't know. Whatever.
It's nice when we have visitors.
Yeah,
but do you know what?
It
yeah.
is.
It was really funny that I was like, oh, from South Africa. Like, okay.
It's an interesting feeling.
From South Africa. It's always so weird.
It's like,
it
why
like
does like,
South Africa?
Why does South Africa?
You're like, hey, they mentioned us.
But South Africans always have that reaction. It's never a, yes, South Africa. It's never a, yes, I'm proud of South African. They're always like, okay.
We're always like, now why am I in it?
Now why do we have to come in it? But you do have stereotypes. You do have some, and I like the fact that we're using this template of horror, you know, to have that gay character in there.
Yes. We definitely have a
vacation. And the fact that they did the things that you do on vacation, they were high on Molly.
Listen, on Molly! And he starts singing and now I want a friendcation. I love a friendcation.
Friendcations are so fun.
I love a friendcation.
They are so freaking fun. So honestly, I genuinely really like that.
Yeah. So for stereotypes, I would say we have stereotypes here, but
but used well.
Smartly, yeah. You know, a smart application of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there at least one strong relationship between black women not fueled by a romantic situation?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is friendship. Yeah, they're all like friends, you know?
Yeah. I like the camaraderie and the banter. It was cool.
It's nice. It's really nice when you have friend groups, but, you know, you can also tell that the girls, because the telepathy, the black girl telepathy was happening there, so they're close.
Yeah.
You know, there's always
and it's
like,
funny because the telepathy
you're my girl,
comes back
we're all
at
friends,
end,
but you're my girl.
Because
you know?
The men do it at the end. And it's really funny. And then even Clifton is like, I called auntie because I'm also in on the telepathy.
Yeah.
So.
You're the traitor.
Okay. But really funny.
Really funny. How are different types of black bodies represented in relation to one another?
Pretty well, actually. I feel like they had quite a diverse, for the most part, the friends were...
Oh, okay, yeah. Because I think of...
Posh. Even with the guys, actually.
That's true.
Some were tall, some were, like, normal-looking...
Just a group of people.
Awkward. It was just like a group of people.
Yeah.
And also, I like that Shanika was not like the duff.
She wasn't.
Like everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone was everyone in the friend group.
Yeah, it was none of that.
Where are the Africans and are they exoticized?
He comes. His dad is from South Africa. He's half South African.
No. That's it. We found it.
And the queer.
That's exotification or whatever. That's exoticization.
I mean... I wonder about that. It kind of... Because even when they're like, who's the blackest? And they were like, you're like from Africa.
Yeah,
I was like,
there is a bit of exoticization here. Oh my gosh, what is the word? The shin part of the word. The shin version of that noun.
Shin.
But yeah, there is actually. And I think it's interesting because blackness... is usually exoticized anyways.
Yeah.
There's usually a level of like exoticizing blackness. I don't know how, but it's interesting to then have this be so much about blackness in the States and also then exoticize another form of blackness. Which happens a lot with black people.
That
in the
does
States.
Happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, at least they didn't give him their version of the African accent because...
Because I'm dying, Viola Davis.
And I hate it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there were queer characters. So
There was. You know, and we got to see him be, like, in the story, a very integral part
and
of the friend group,
so
you know? And he is hilarious.
So funny.
Yeah.
Him nervously throwing up. I was just... And it's funny because puke is gross to everybody.
Right?
Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter who you are.
It doesn't.
Puke will always be gross. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Being thrown up on will be yucky for anyone. And then you just fall down the stairs. It's just for anybody. It works.
Yeah. Finally, are black women given the space to express a full range of emotion? What is the emotional landscape here? I wonder.
Because it's a horror movie.
It's horror and there's...
And it's comedy.
There's,
I was like,
there's
there was
scaring,
a lot of, like...
And it's working on...
Laughing.
A lot of fear, though.
But there
but
was
it's,
a
it's
lot
of
fear.
Of, like, fear. Fear,
yeah.
Laughing.
Oh,
fear,
we got
laughing.
To see, like, love in some ways.
Yes, we did.
Like,
we did. And friendship, man.
Yeah,
come on, guys. We never... Friendship
underrated,
is always
underrated,
so
honestly.
Under... Rated and just overlooked, like such a girly
100%.
Bra. Friendship for the win, hey?
Yes.
Loved it, and I could feel their chemistry.
Yeah, good chemistry.
Yes,
in
yes.
The cast.
And we like that.
Yeah,
you know?
we like that a lot.
Like to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So rating it, are we?
No.
We know what it is.
I'm giving it fries.
Are you giving it fries?
I really
liked
it. I feel like, okay, and I'll say fries because. Not just because of all the reasons that we mentioned, but I feel like there's a gap in films right now that doesn't lean to comedy as much as it should. I feel like we grew up with a lot of funny movies, and people are not making funny movies anymore.
That's true.
Everything is way too serious. So it was nice to just laugh.
Absolutely.
I really liked it. It was really nice to laugh.
Doing it so well.
Yes, fries.
So well. Yeah, really, I agree. Really good. I agree.
Yeah, it was really good.
I'm going to give it a roast. I'm going to give it a roast because I didn't finish at number one. And I don't know. I think I fell asleep.
Not watch it. Not finish.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. I think that it is. We have found my toxic trait, guys.
We all have them.
So I can't, it's not because of the movie. The movie itself was really like, for everything it was, like, I just loved it. I loved, you know, just the fact that we can have a movie like that. It's actually, it's not of, like, you can compare it to a scary movie. You can see its influences. You can see, and it's smart. It's it's black.
Very smart.
It's nerdy. It's black, you know, like, and I appreciate the fact that I can also understand some of the, you know, the pop culture that also, you know, you know, that kind of was the pop culture that I grew up around, you know, so it was nice, man.
Yeah, it was nice. Man. It was solid. Like,
yeah,
okay.
It was solid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Content.
For the week. Woo! I'm trying to think of what.
Content for the week, yes.
Sorry. I have two things.
Yeah.
The first thing is the morning show. Because it's back for season 3.
Okay.
Yes. Nicole Beharie is now in season 3, who I love. Black Mirror and a whole bunch of other things. She's one of those people where, like, we all know, but, like...
Nicole Beharie.
You 100% know her.
Oh, absolutely. Oh.
Yeah, she's so
That's
she's
great. I feel like I've seen...
So she's, like, a regular in season 3 now.
Okay, cool.
So I'm interested to see what's going to happen.
Okay.
Because she already had a viral moment. That's a thing from episode 3, but I haven't gotten to yet. I'm on episode 2. But, yeah. So the morning show. Then also I watched Miss Education. On Netflix.
Oh, I think I saw that with
the South African college students.
Yeah. How is that? I literally saw it at the corner of my eyes. Like, what is this?
I finished it. It's giving fake Rhodes University. They call it what? Grahamstown University, which is supposed to be Rhodes.
Is Rhodes University.
It's giving Rhodes. I have some thoughts.
Oh, okay.
And
you know we have to do it because of South Africa. You know that.
Like, I know.
I feel,
no,
I feel like,
do it.
Yeah.
We have to do it.
I feel like we just have to
bear
that cross
now.
No. I'm kidding.
No, we are 100%. We're going to do it. Yeah. We're going to do it. Also, it's 6 episodes. So it's
okay, cool.
Not,
also, alrighty.
It's short, like 30 minutes.
Okay, cool. I'll
do you know?
Chance?
30, 40. They sprinkle. Okay. I'm going to reserve my comments, but I'm just going to say watch it. There are things I like about it, and there are things that I don't like about it.
Okay.
I think...
good?
Good in the subject matter, and good in what they were trying to do. Bad in, I don't know if they were overambitious. I don't know if they pulled it off.
This is like the internet reoccurring, like, no.
Yeah,
it's
like I don't know. Like, I don't know. And you know what? I'll always not like when women's voices are not justified well.
And this seems also, again, to
I
be
don't
a trend.
Like that.
Because
I think that's the one thing that I didn't like the most.
Really?
Was just,
okay.
I was like, ha! Ah! But watch it for yourself and then we'll joke about it.
Okay.
But, yeah. But there were things I liked. Like they
it's like college students.
But they deal with things like fees must fall and whatever. So it's interesting.
Okay, all right.
So I'm like, okay, you guys are taking it to interesting
Is it a
places.
Drama, comedy?
Comedy, drama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, comedy, drama.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And they have that, Lunga Chambalala, I just, so pretty, but I don't know about his acting here. So there was also some of that where I was like, hey, guys. Because even in The River,
boy.
I was like,
he's a pretty boy.
I could say, yeah, I could say.
He's a pretty
but, yeah,
boy.
But yeah, I mean,
he's
watch it.
Boy.
Yeah. See for yourself.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's my content.
Woo! Okay, my content. What is my content? I think I'm watching right now Undone. It's like this genre of things called slice of life, where it's like
okay,
like it's an exploration of like consciousness and you know, like, but it's animated, it's done, oh, it's cool. Made by the people who made BoJack. So it's just this girl, and she loses her dad, but then she also, she's Mexican. It's almost like she goes through a whole, like, twassing initiation thing, but Mexican. So it's got those, like, very Mexican kind of, or South American.
Even Native Americans
have Yeah, that they have stuff. That yeah. stuff, because they also have very... They also have that cult thing where they have, like, worship evil spirits and stuff. So they have a spiritual thing that they do as well. So it's quite interesting. It's quite interesting. And okay. then, yeah, it's like a mind bender. Yeah. Yeah, and that's it pretty much. Yeah. Goodbye. Go to bed now. You can switch it off now. Thank you for stopping by. We appreciate it. Yes. Bye. Bye.